Good morning. Investigators in Gauteng are still probing the cause of the fire on board a bus yesterday afternoon, which left 6 people dead and 14 others injured. The bus caught fire along the R573 Moloto Road outside Pretoria. One commuter had to be airlifted to Milpark Hospital in Johannesburg, while others were transported to nearby hospitals. The bus had been carrying 63 commuters. Tshwane police say the scene was cleared and the road has been reopened since late last night. Meanwhile, Police Minister Becky Cele will this morning visit the Zandspruit informal settlement northwest of Johannesburg, where 6 people were killed in an alleged mob justice attack. Cele, together with Gauteng Community Safety MEC Faith Mazibuko, will meet the Zandspruit community leadership structures and discuss some of their concerns around policing. Horisani Sithole reports.
The closed meeting will take place at the local community hall. Zandspruit made headlines earlier this week following the brutal murder of 6 people accused of terrorizing the community. 3 others are in hospital. It's believed about 200 people attacked a group of 9 boys who they suspected were robbing people in the area. 6 suspects have been arrested so far. They are facing charges of murder, attempted murder and kidnapping.
The DA will be holding its first national rally today in the run-up to this year's local government elections in October. It's titled the Time for Change Rally. The DA says it will have the biggest virtual political rally to have been held in the country. The rally is the first major political rally ahead of the October 27 polls, and leader John Steenhuisen says the DA has a bold vision.
We want to bring change to South Africa's racialized and polarized society by recommitting ourselves to Nelson Mandela's dream of a non-racial state. We want to bring change to a country in which constitutionalism and the rule of law are under threat and accountability has been completely eroded by politicians who place themselves above the law.
Meanwhile, the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa has requested government to ensure that the elderly in remote areas are registered to receive the COVID-19 jabs. ContraStella President Khosi Lamek-Mokoena says some pensioners live in areas with no network coverage. He has appealed to government to do door-to-door help to help them register. Mokoena also suggested that the Department of Health use pension payouts and tribal authority offices as registration sites.
We are worried when our elders are told to register online. This suggestion is not possible based on the kind of network we are having, especially in rural areas. Before any elections, we see people doing door-to-door. Why can't they do it now? We're suggesting that they do door-to-door to register our elders.
And lastly, as a cold front moves into Gauteng this morning, the city of Johannesburg has urged residents not to leave heating devices unattended to avoid fire incidents. This follows a warning from the South African Weather Service that most parts of Gauteng will experience a significant drop in temperatures today and tomorrow. City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Service spokesperson Robert Mulaudzi has appealed to residents in informal settlements to be vigilant.
From our side, as the City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services, we will remain on high alert so that we can be able to respond to any emergency which might occur throughout the weekend.